Να φάσει το γιάν, θα το κλέψει.
Here we are at 11 o'clock. We're going to interrupt the song. Again, good morning, Kalimera Sas, on this Tuesday, the Tuesday after Labor Day, the summer of 2021. And joining us on the telephone, Stamatis Astra and Manny Frangidakis with a market update this week. Manny and Stamati, good morning. Kalimera Sas.
Kalimera.
Kalimera, Kalimera.
Hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend.
That's it. Summer's over. The summer of 2021 has come to an end, Manny Frangidakis.
You take care for you.
You take care for you. Well said. Well said.
Well, Manny, we start, the market is down right now. We're starting the trading week a little bit down. What are you looking ahead?
It's still the same thing. I think we're hitting that period of weakness that we said was going to happen, that we were going to have this summer lull, and that, you know, you could potentially go away Memorial Day weekend, but be present and be ready to step back into place come Labor Day. And I think that's the environment that we're in. We had a very bullish run heading into the holiday weekend. August, which is historically a very seasonally weak month, ended up being a stellar month for markets. And here we are with a 7-month advance in the indices, but now we're starting to hit the brakes. There is pockets of weakness that are surrounding the markets. And you're seeing it unfold today. So, I mean, September very much could be an ugly month for the stock market and for financial markets. So it's something that we're in tune with. For right now, it's a very tricky situation because for 6 months out, you could be extremely bullish. But the question is, what happens 6 months after that? We're already seeing corporate profits starting to erode. We're starting to see inflation continue higher than was normally expected. We have a historic amount of job openings in the economy. We had a terrible jobs number last Friday that essentially read as stagflation, which would be a very bad situation for markets and for the dollar. So there's a lot of headwinds right now, and that's not even taken into account the geopolitical events that are happening across the world.
Not good. Not good stuff. Do you think it's... we're hitting a perfect storm with the supply chain problems, the new issue problems with the pandemic and the inflation?
I do. I do. I think that we're kind of getting hit with a lot of different headwinds from different angles, and you rattled off quite a few of them. But right now, yeah, I mean, things are percolating and not for the greatest time because, as we know, we are potentially doing some level of taper. And now central banks and the Fed has actually put out that they don't expect to hike rates until 2023, if not later. But the problem is that if we do get hit with a period of downturns and negative cyclical environments, you know, what do you do with interest rates sitting at already zero levels? So we're at a very tricky situation on how we combat future problems. But at the same time, how do we continue to keep the economy stimulated without overreaching and drawing on a further problem with inflation?
That's going to be very
scary.
No,
it's not. It's not going to be a very bullish pick. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we've gone through a tremendous amount of bullish years. You're talking 12 years of markets doing pretty much nothing except for last March of going straight up. So we are kind of at a period. And you're starting to see it right now with profits being taken. So one of the old their adages in Wall Street is, you know, you sell on Rosh Hashanah and you buy in Yom Kippur. So we did see a significant amount of selling late day Friday, and that is continuing today. So right now there are a lot of people that are thinking about reallocating and recalibrating their portfolios and probably pulling out of some of these high tech stocks and going to more defensive areas like, you know, corporate credit or areas where we might have a little bit more protection in a world of uncertainty and in a world where we really truly don't have a grasp on where inflation is going.
Yeah. Can we defer? I'm just curious, with that being said and trying to evaluate what's going on, at least in this country, what about the, you know, the caterpillars of the world with this infrastructure package? Is that something that seems to be holding its own? What's going on in that industry, Manny?
Well, it's a theme, right? So that's been one of our themes, is going towards that inflation environment and who's going to benefit, right? And it's the same situation where you talk about, you know, if Delta continues to pick up and retail sales slow down, who's going to benefit from that return to a work from home environment? And more, you know, is it going to be that Amazon type play again? So it is that different world. But yeah, your commodity producers, your MLPs, your miners, your oil producers, that's where, you know, frankly, you want to be allocated in an environment for the next coming years. You know where your basement is, and you feel protected from a level of from consumer protection given those industries. It's the high tech stocks that are going to get hit pretty hard in an inflationary environment where you have a valuation reset.
Curious on your thoughts before I let you go on the real estate market. Still, some of the major, I know in my town, you know, the second it goes on the market, it's gone and you're paying crazy. Is that going to flatten out rates, going to remain low? I mean, how do you see that market?
Yeah, I mean, until you have a behavior change by the Federal Reserve, I mean, that's the market that you're going to be participating in. It has to be some level of change, whether it's via asset purchases and lowering the amount of mortgage-backed securities that are purchased on a monthly basis, or raising interest rates and creating, you know, housing obviously is very unaffordable right now, but that's due to the bottom line, not due to what people's mortgage applications are stating. So you're going to have to see a rise in interest rates for the property value to decrease. So until that occurs, I mean, that's why the real estate market right now, and arguably over the last couple of years, has been one of, you know, they're not going to call it bubble territory, but we've surpassed where we were in terms of annual appreciation than we saw between 2005 and 2008.
My last question, I want you to comment on El Salvador, obviously a tiny country. Mm-hmm. A lot of political history there, not very steady. But the first country that...
legal tenure of Bitcoin? Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's nothing. We'll see. I mean, look, if you tell me that China or a major economy adopts this as their tenure currency, that would move the needle. But when it's El Salvador, and when you look at how minuscule their GDP is, I don't think it's going to be a factor. And at the same time, their economy still revolves around U.S. dollars. So it's just another tenor that they can accept. Obviously, El Salvador is doing it for different reasons and to try to be pro-business and hopefully bring crypto-related companies to their shores for investment purposes. So in terms of what does it do to the cryptocurrency and Bitcoin market, I don't see it as a major factor. Obviously, I think those that truly believe in crypto and in Bitcoin in particular will take it as very bullish news.
Okay.
Very good. Manny, before I let you go, my Bryant brother, I don't know if you heard, but Bryant opened up their football season.
The URI.
URI. They lost the URI, but nonetheless.
You don't think I was paying attention?
And then what about the Pats? What about Cam for Mac? Spell it backwards, and that's what we got.
I think it's the best thing that they could have done. I thought that they should have given him the chance as soon as they drafted a month ago. He's clearly, I think, the better leader, or at least has a higher level of skill set to take this team to the next level. We obviously know Cam's a great player and has had a tremendous career, but I think obviously when you look at his age and how his production has declined over the years, we are in a much better position as a team with Mac Jones leading the offense than with Cam Newton. So it's a massive plus, and I think they're going to shock a lot of people this year. Mm-hmm. We said it from the beginning that defense is stacked. I think it's going to be a scary defense, and now when you add in the offensive power of Mac Jones controlling the ball, I think the Patriots are going to surprise a lot of people, and I think they're going to win the division.
I think that
Buffalo is going to be really good, but I think New England ends up surprising a lot of people and winning the division.
Oh, I like that optimism. Okay. I'll tell you that. How do you like that? Rah, rah. Rah, rah.
I'll take it.
I'll take it, Manny. I'll take any good news.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. That was good news, but you got to give me one more. One more item of good news before we wrap it up for the day.
Look, I think that the way that we are navigating through Delta, and if you follow the trajectories of other countries that have faced this at about a month to 2 month period prior than we did, we are hopefully turning the page and moving forward. A lot of schools have opened up. A lot of them are going in person, especially in this region, this coming week. So I think that, you know, and then on top of that, with the boosters being available, let's just hope that that is another added level of protection to keep us on the right track.
All right. I like that. I like that. Manny Frangidakis, Stamati Sastra, thank you very much. Every single Tuesday at 11 o'clock, market update right here on Grecian Echoes. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.